How do you do, sir? How do you do? You are Mr. Timmy Rogers.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Mr. Rogers, it's a pleasure to tell you that our agency has agreed to handle the public relations for your campaign for the presidency. Now, before we get started, let's clear up a few little things. Now, according to our fact sheet, you are a Negro, aren't you?
Well, if I'm not, I'm the most misunderstood white man you ever seen.
Yes, well, Mr. Rogers, your color makes no difference to the agency, and personally speaking, some of my best friends are Negroes.
Well, mine too, man, mine too.
Yes, well, that's fine. Now, we here at the agency would like your view on certain questions, little details here. Now, for example, what does the American way of life offer to a Negro?
Danger, man, danger.
No, no, no. No, don't be negative. Now, why don't you tell me some of the advantages of being a Negro? Mr. Rogers?
I'm thinking.
Well, now, Mr. Rogers, if you want to win, you've got to handle any question at all that they throw at you. Now, can you do it?
Well, I'll just be honest and stick to the facts.
No, 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 boy. We want to win.
Yeah, but my mother down in Louisiana told me never to lie.
Well, now, as long as she's down in Louisiana, don't worry about her. She can't vote anyway. No. We want to try and get a different approach here. Now, let's see now. You're on a television interview, and a reporter asks you this question. Mr. Rogers, do you think you can swing the South?
Yeah, that'll be a switch. They've been swinging us for years. Down there, when we say we know the ropes, we ain't kidding. Oh, no!
No, 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 boy. You see, that answer would offend a powerful segment of our democracy.
What segment?
The bigots. Now, don't you want the bigots on your side?
Yeah, anything to get them off my back.
Well, now, wait a minute. I see your problem here. You haven't found the secret that puts a politician in the driver's seat. All these successful politicians in the country know that secret. Now, here's what I want you to do. The question is, Mr. Rogers, what are you going to do about Cuba?
Well, I intend to think strongly about the Bill of Rights and our great Constitution, just like the Founding Fathers with the four freedoms and the good old red, white, and blue, as taught to me by my dear silver-haired old mother, who used to say, all men are created equal and don't give up the ship.
Now you're talking.
But I didn't say a doggone thing.
That's the secret.
Oh, yeah.
Now that you're in. Yeah, see, that's what we're doing at top of the hour here, folks. The out-of-sight sounds of the Electric Prunes. Right off the old Reprise record label there. I'm thinking like 1968 or 9 on that one, folks. That's late period Prunes.
What's the one everybody knows?
You know, Get Me to the World on Time.
No.
Too Much to Dream Last Night.
That's the one.
Right? Joe Stacks on the phone line. We'll give it to you straight there. Joe?
And Hal. Hey, you're right on about that being late period Prunes, 1969.
Yeah, okay.
One of their last single on the Reprise label. I mean, it's pretty astonishing. These guys had a meteoric rise, you know, right out of the gate. Big hit, top 20 with Had Too Much to Dream Last Night. Slew of albums, something like 5 albums in just like 2, maybe 3 years for Reprise. And probably a few lineup changes to go with that, you know, probably hassles with the producers, because you got guys like David Hassinger and, you know, and David Axelrod coming in and telling them, hey, do it like this.
Yeah, yeah.
But
hey, well, is that the same David Axelrod that's in the president's campaign? Is that right?
You know, I had the same thought the first time. See, this is terrible. When your hobby interferes with your politics, Doc. No, that was, and there they were doing Hey, Mr. President, okay? And that's the cool thing about that record, not only is it a non-charting Prunes record there, folks, it's also a non-LP. Apparently did not appear on any of their albums. It's sort of like an in-between single for those guys, you see. So that's what we're talking about here on the Lost Discs radio show, right? This is Jim E. Knight here, sitting in at the top of the hour here for you with Dr. Doc Brown over there.
That's me over
here. The shotgun, and he's got command of his bell back this month.
I do.
Took it back from Chesty.
Oh, wait a minute.
Wow, man. All right. That was not feedback. That was Doc Brown's bell ringing. All right, so and Chesty is over there for some kind of chick pick action later on, folks, we hope. So get, you know, if you're getting it out there, we don't know who you are, so you should get in on the email action. Doc, people might want to be, who might want to be checking in?
Come on. We got all kinds of people. We got Doc Skinny wants to check in. We got Mac over there. We got Geezer, all those people at Lost Discs Radio.
Wait, you got to speak up there, Doc. I can't.
Lost Discs Radio.
There you are.
Lost Discs Radio at yahoo.com. That's discs with a C.
Spell it with a C.
Right.
In it. Right? Yeah. All right. So that's the way this kind of thing goes here at the beginning of November 2012. We're going to keep it moving now because, you know, this show, I'm throwing together a bunch of misfit records for you folks, as usual. But we kicked it off there. I guess you could say that one was for... No, that one might be for Obama. We don't know. See, we're recording this show pre-election. So for all we know, by the time you're hearing this, folks, later, like on the, over at the website or on the iTunes or wherever you, over at rockandradio.com, wherever you might be digging it, we don't know the outcome, but you do. So that was, hey, Mr. President, we throwing it out there for Barack Obama. We don't know. But now we're going to throw one out for good old Romney. Did you hear today, Doc? I saw a blurb that Romney now has stated officially... He has pronounced that his campaign is not just a campaign, it's a movement.
Oh.
The bowel movement.
Yes, no.
And what he meant was that he was having a bowel movement, and of course the liberal media got it wrong as usual.
All right, well, all it takes, as we know from, the Arlo Guthrie song?
Huh?
Takes 3 people
to
have a movement.
There it is.
So he has 3 supporters, which now makes his campaign a movement. I guess. I don't know. Right?
It's like 3 people sitting on the invisible Group W bench.
That's right. Right.
All right.
The Alice's Restaurant.
Well, Doc, if that's the case, then we're just going to keep it moving on here tonight on the show with one for good old Twit Romney. You know, we used to get really political on this show, Doc.
Speak for yourself.
Yeah, this is going out for all those guys in... Power. It's not Lost Discs Radio.
How many times have you heard someone say, if I had his money, I would do things my way? But little they know that it's so hard to find one rich man in 10 with a satisfied. Now once I was living in fortune and fame,
it all that I needed to get a start in life's game. Then suddenly it happened, I lost every dime, but I'm a richer by far with a satisfied,
satisfied, satisfied mind, for money won't buy faith you used to when you're old, or a friend when you're lonely, or a heart that's grown cold. The wealthiest person is a pauper at times, compared with the man with a satisfied mind. When my life's ended and my time run out, my friends and my loved ones are gonna leave, there's no doubt. But there's one thing for certain, when it comes my time, I'm gonna leave this old world with a satisfied, satisfied, satisfied mind. For money won't buy faith when you're old, or a friend when you're lonely, or a heart that's grown cold. The wealthiest person is a pauper at times, compared with a man with a satisfied mind.
You heard someone say, if I had his money, I would do things my way. But little they know that it's so hard to find a one, a richer man in ten who's satisfied,
satisfied, satisfied by.
Uh-oh. Something tells me that I have to go potty again.
Well, let me tell you one thing, son.
We're not just hoping you're dumb, America.
It fooled me. We can't get fooled again.
We're banking on it.
It's not that funny.
Some people think a man's made but muscle and blood, skin, bones. Mine's weak, a bad, strong. You load 16 tons, and what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. Saint Peter, don't you call me, 'cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. Now if you see me coming, better step aside. A lot of men didn't before they died. Fist, iron, or the steel. Now if the rock won't
muscle, blood, is the meaning of life?
Does God really exist?
Why are we here?
Have you got questions? Let's see if we can glean any wisdom from this week's answer song.
La 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 la.
Some men say a woman is made from a rib, with a heart that's black and a tongue that's glib. Work your fingers to the bone. They say a woman's place is in the home. You wash 16 pounds of dirty old clothes. You work and you sweat right down to your toes. Your husband comes home, and what do you get?
How come my dinner ain't ready yet?
La 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 la.
Get up in the morning at a quarter to six. Got five or six breakfasts that you gotta fix. Gotta do your ironing and mop up the floor. And you never get through till a quarter to four. You get 16 bucks for to run the house from your oh so sweet ever loving spouse. St. Peter, don't you call me, 'cause you're out of luck. I owe my soul to Sears Roebuck.
La, 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 la.
I was married one morning, it was drizzling rain. I gave him my love and he gave me his name. That's all he ever gave me, except a couple of things. A whole mess of kids and a $2 ring. You get 16 pounds of black-eyed peas. A dollar's worth of those and a dollar's worth of these. It don't leave you nothing to pay your bills. If the landlord don't get you, then the taxes will. A woman's lot is a sorry one. You gotta count calories, that ain't fun. You gotta wear a girdle just to please him. You gotta look pretty and you gotta stay trim. You gain 16 pounds and what do you get? A real dirty look from your old man yet. St. Peter, don't you call me, 'cause I can't go. I'm getting too heavy to pass through the door.
Yeah, Gloria Becker with the Don Rahlke Quintet. They're on the Real Records label. Yes, we have the actual 45 on that one, folks. Unbelievably, the answer song to 16 tons there, 16 pounds, The Housewife's Lament. Right now, Doc, you're over there wising off with your sound effects machine. But we need to.
Oh, here it is.
If you wonder what that little hum in the background was, Doc put the microphone down on top of the little refrigerator over here where he stows his beers. Anyways, yeah. Now, Doc, none of that's coming through on the microphone.
I know. I'm sorry.
So I just want to tell you that we don't care about Gloria Becker. Nobody knows. Nobody cares. The point is that was arranged by good old Lalo Guerrero.
Yayo Guerrero.
Lalo Guerrero.
Yayo.
Right? That old...
Personally?
Yeah.
Nothing.
1940s arranger type guy, big Mexican. This guy was responsible for getting Mexican Spanish language stuff into American pop music in the 40s and early 50s, man. And there he was in 1955 rearranging that old Merle Travis tune. But you've never heard the answer song there till now.
Who was that little Mexican mouse that wore the sombrero?
Speedy Gonzalez.
Oh, Speedy Gonzalez.
You're over there quoting Pat Boone now, Doc. Way to go. But it was Heavy Balloon before that with their version of 16 Tons, right? Anyone consider that to be the superior version? I don't know.
No, I don't know. I mean, it was long.
Man, it was a long...
The original one was only like 2 minutes long.
It was a long, tripped-out version, Doc. You got to be... You know what I'm saying?
I remember when that choir. I saw that choir from Yale one time, and they had the guy with the deep, deep voice, and he did that.
Oh yeah,
not the Hip Pickles. It was somebody else.
Did the old the Whiffin' Poofs?
Not the Whiffin' Poofs. It was a different one. I mean, they have many. It's unbelievable.
Sure, they got so many
but
kids
this
over
one,
there.
This
so
one was focused on bass sounds. Like it, you know, that guy really went. Sold my soul to, you know, the company's doing.
Well, that's the whole gimmick there, Doug. Right. It seems very appropriate, you know, coming on the heels there. By the way, Heavy Balloon off the old Elephant Records label, man. Very rare LP. Before that, it was Culpepper's Orchard.
Oh, Captain Culpepper.
Right?
Tailgate you 20.
We're all in tune there with good old J.J. Johnson, who sent over a few clips from the Mad, Mad World. This week, folks. That's what he did. It was Satisfied Mind, you know. Satisfied Mind. Off the after third album, Culpepper's Orchard's third album on the Polydor label. Folks, from about 1972. All right, so you're sort of caught up on the playlist, and we're going to kind of keep things moving on now because we need to, well, let's face facts, we need to talk about Boots Walker and the Atomic Energy Commission. Wait, hang on. Before we do that, we should give a shout out to the emails that have come in. Good old Larry and Jane, all right, down in Mount Airy, Maryland, of the Lumpy Gravy Radio Show, getting us tonight on 5110, as they would be wont to do. Actually getting it better if they take off the single sideband filter and catch us up on 5112 on the old R75. Man, we got... Now, John in Walpole, Mass., he emailed in pre-show, and he also emailed again. And he wants to hear the B-side of that Electric Prunes record that we was spinning. And we will do that after the top of the next hour. We'll do that in the after hours. How about it? Don't let me forget, Doc.
Oh, sure.
He wants to hear the B-side of that 45.
I'm excellent at not forgetting things.
We will spin that.
As evidenced last week.
On the turntable for him. And here comes Filthy Phil.
Oh, nice.
We've forgiven you for that, by the way.
I know.
Filthy Phil from the Plastic Magic Radio Show, folks, which you hear Sunday night on 5110. He's getting us right now, also digging some Electric Prunes that he had never heard before, naturally. Getting us on 5110 kilohertz on his Hallicrafters S107 down in Fayetteville, Arkansas. All right. So let's keep things moving now. Joe Stacks there on the line. You want to say anything about Boots Walker?
Well, Boots apparently working, the cover name for a guy named Lou Zerato. Who,
Lou, what'd you call him?
Me.
Loser.
Loserato.
Okay. Guy's name?
Yeah, I know. Sounds like I'm saying something bad about him. But,
no, I'm just...
did a lot of songwriting in the 60s up to maybe like the early 70s. Primarily putting things out for people on the...
Putting things out!
Rust and the Laurie label. We have tracks by Dean and Gene.
Yeah.
The Belmonts without Dion.
Yeah.
Let's see. The what do we say? The waterproof tinker toy.
Yes, unbelievably.
And a number, and in between putting out songs, tunes for other people. He was pressing his own stuff, usually apparently on the Rust label.
Yeah,
and he did this. He did one known release with the shared credit of Boots Walker and the Atomic Energy Commission. So,
right. Well, we got it for you right here tonight. And this also kind of fits in with our whole thing about kind of being political. It is the Out of Sight Sounds of Boots Walker and the Atomic Energy Commission with the White Collar Worker.
They're saying yes, 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 yes. They're saying yes, 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 yes.
Exclusively on Lost Discs Radio.
They're saying yes, 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 yes.
Been working here 20 years and a day. They gave her a party, they gave her a watch, then they gave her job away. Mr. Cardiac had a heart attack, he fell down to the floor. The phone rang, his girl said, he doesn't work here anymore. And all you ever hear, whenever the
They're saying yes, 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 yes. They're saying yes, 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 yes. They're saying yes, 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 yes.
Mr. Know-it-all, strolling in the hall, takes opinions from no one. He's high and mighty, he's always righty, he's also the boss's son. Miss Unripen, his secretary, they work so closely together. But the mice and the lice and the parasites don't think she'll last forever. Like Miss Penelope, who's been working here 20 years and a day.
20 years and a day.
She's getting older, he's getting colder. He'll send her on her way.
Send her on her way.
Lost Discs Radio.
This is ridiculous. So why don't we all get sensible and get this thing organized?
Say, this looks like a good place. What do they call it?
Alice's Restaurant.
Your literacy test?
Well, I'll have a go at it,
all
Colonel.
All right, now, all right. Just read what's on this here card.
It's a Dick and Jane run. See them run. They run.
But Jethro, that's close enough. Now, I want you to go in there and you vote with the rest of the sharecroppers. You see, us quality folks vote later on to make sure things come out right. You going in there and vote like I told you. Next! Hold on. Hold on a minute, Chief. Where do you think you're going?
as President of the United States, I'm going in to vote for the candidate of my choice, as is my right and duty.
Oh, not so fast. First, you got to prove you're able to vote by passing this here little literacy test. What proves to us that you ain't no ignorant, un-American savage what talks the language poorly.
Colonel, you sure got a way with words.
Yeah.
I'll take that test.
Well, now, I can't give you the same test old Jethro took, because you might have overheard what he said. So, want you to read this one here.
Oh, gladly, gladly. It says, the speed of gases is inversely proportional to the square root of their relative densities while passing through a membrane.
All right, so you read it. Now let's see you tell me what it means.
Well, I believe it has to do with the diffusion of gases.
You believe, but you're not sure.
Well, of course not. I'm not a chemical engineer.
That proves my point. You people just ain't ready yet, Ned.
Hombres, right? Okay, coming to you on the Verve Forecast label, right? The Pumpkin Man, yes, that's the same guys that did, what would they do? Joe, what was it, their hit?
Pineapple Man.
No.
Little Black Egg.
Oh, Hang Out.
Little Oh, Hang Out. Same guys that did Little Oh, Hang Out, for those of you who remember that one. Before that, it was somebody who had the poor judgment to cover Alice's Restaurant. That was Herb Newman on the Happy Tiger Era Records label, right? Out of 1969, we think. And my problem with that is they don't really even mention the Group W Bench or the Implements of Destruction, Doc.
No, right. The shovels and the Volkswagen bus.
The Thanksgiving dinners that couldn't be beaten all.
Right.
So I don't know what's the point there. But they were trying to cash in, I guess, on the craze. And it was, well, and again, we kicked off that set with Boots Walker and the Atomic Energy Commission on the old Rust label out of 1967 with a kind of a novelty thing called White Collar Worker. See, so now you're all caught up and ready to vote in the election, right? And by the way, speaking of voting, well, sort of voting, I here comes some people again on the email. Here comes a guy named
Mac up there in Oxford.
Good old Mac. Mac's in on it tonight, digging the show. Man, he's just digging the show. What can I say? John Carver coming in tonight, got us loud and clear, right? With a 10 over on the S9, but the old S meter doing him a good job there.
Wow. I don't know what the S meter is. Hey, I don't really know how to call CQ.
It could be a Simpo rating if he took the time to do it, you know. Doc. All right. While Doc Brown attempts to call CQ,
the Lost Discs Radio Show proudly presents Chesty's Chick Pick of the Week.
What's that?
Not what. She. She's an elite astral soldier on permanent call, equipped with modular consciousness and a completely positive attitude.
Yeah, that sounds like you, Chesty.
Sorry.
Go ahead. Lay it on us, Chesty. What you got?
Here on the Swan label, the black Swan label, and it says, "Don't drop out." We know how we like that. Don't drop out, Doc. Don't drop out of society. You're going to vote on Tuesday, right?
Yes.
Okay. I have a record by Mickey Lee Lane. Three first names. That might be a first on the show. Three first names.
Yes.
Yep. Three first.
And the song is Shaggy Dog, and we've got our Shaggy Dog right here. You have anything to say, Shaggy Dog? No, she's going to go. She's leaving the room.
Pretty tight lip.
But I think you'll dig this. It's actually a dance number, and hope you have fun with it.
Rock on. Right.
Do the bird, pretty bird, cause the bird is a word. And do the dog, dirty dog, like a daddy frog. And do the shake, milkshake, like a hairy ape. I say the jai, jai, chugga, chugga, crum, chugga, ga, ga.
Jai, jai, chugga, chugga, crum, chugga, ga, ga.
Come on, come on, come on, pretty baby. Come on, come on, shake it like a crazy. Come on, come on, come on, pretty baby, yeah. Blow your top and now you slop, flip flop, and you shake your mop like a frog on a log to the shaggy dog. And say the da 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 da
to the World War One flying ace.
Oh, he's probably getting ready to take off in his Sopwith Camel on the next dawn patrol.
Diesel smoke, dangerous curves. I'm driving a truck on a mountain road. I got a hot rod rig and I'm flying low. My eyes are filled with diesel smoke, and these hairpin curves, they ain't no joke. Diesel smoke, dangerous curves. Out last night drinking beer with a guy, got an aching head and a bloodshot eye. Ended up with a pretty little dame, but I can't even remember her name. Diesel smoke, dangerous curves. I got another little gal at the bottom of the grade, and she's got the coffee already made. Better keep my eyes on this road. I'm going downhill with a heavy load. Diesel smoke, dangerous curves. If I deliver this hot rod freight, I gotta get going, I'm running late. This mountain grade is mighty steep. I can't stay awake, I ain't had no sleep. Diesel smoke, dangerous curves. I guess I close my eyes a while. Here I am, I'm running wild. I burn my brakes and strip my gears. I've got to ride her down, I fear. Diesel smoke, dangerous curves. I should have left them women alone. It's too late now, I think I'm gone. Gotta get myself out of this fix, cause I know now it just won't mix. Diesel smoke, dangerous curves. Diesel smoke, dangerous curves. Diesel smoke, dangerous curves.
Rockin' Radio.
Doc? Hey.
Hey! It's Dr. Doc Brown.
Don't pay attention to Doc. His mind is elsewhere.
Yeah, no, it's true.
Come on, Noah. Eat up your curry unicorn.
You
that's an ill wind blowing around. Hey, folks, face facts, man. We had to do something for all those folks, man. People that we know, neighbors of ours that are still without power after the big sandy ass neck storm. What?
Ill wind.
Yes, it was an ill. It is an ill wind.
Well, you know what they say, Jim.
Season of the Witch, Joe. What do they say?
Ill wind that blows no minds.
Yes. Oh, yes. Or at least around these parts, Joe. And it was, well, what do you want to, real quick, we got a minute. What do you want to say about ill wind there, Joe?
Wow, you know, you hear that and you just go, why weren't these guys bigger? Why did they only have one album on ABC in 1968? What's the story? You know, they're from the Boston area. You know, they probably got caught up in some of the hype with being the Bosstown sound, even though they weren't, you know, on MGM.
No, they were definitely not that fakery.
That whole hype just hurt a lot of good bands.
Thing, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that came right off the LP, man, like Joe says, on the ABC label. And before that, it was the Rainbow Folly with a track called You. And yes, it was mixed that way intentionally. That's what it sounds like when you're trying to record a song right in the middle of the hurricane.
Is this the weather segment of our show?
And then, yes, see, you're catching on to the themes of the show, dog. I know it's tough sometimes to catch on.
Right.
But and then it was Bobby Sykes there on the Starday label, okay, with a little country kind of action thing happening, right? Doc, you digging that? Give him the email real quick, Doc.
All right, lostdiscsradio@yahoo.com is the email, and thanks to everybody who's emailed in tonight. It's nice. Still waiting to hear there from good old Doc Skinny.
Where's
Doc Skinny?
Where's Doc Navy Blue?
We had a Doc Navy Blue. I don't. He was at a casino last night at a Journey concert.
Yo.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's...
Yeah.
Wow. You're bringing me down there, Doc. Well, I suppose if he had free tickets, it might have been all right.
You know, they could sneak in there. Early 70s. Some early 70s before the Steve Perry thing. There's some Journey.
No, hey. Come on. Yeah. You know, some classic stuff.
I agree. I mean, a couple of the guys came out of Santana.
Yeah?
Yeah. But I'm just saying, I don't know if in 2012 you're getting the same kind of quality.
Feeling that way.
Folks, you've been digging it here tonight on the Lost Discs radio show. On Area 51, believe it or not, 5110 kilohertz, upper sideband for your underground shortwave radio experience.
Oh, wait a minute. What about Geezer? We forgot to mention Geezer.
We have not heard in from Geezer Mountain tonight, though.
Where's Geezer?
Hey, folks, you know, you can catch
Geezer's
us.
In the hot tub.
You can catch us over at our.
Lost Discs Radio.
You can catch us over at our website, lostdiscsradio.com. Right? Spell the word discs with a C, as always. And, of course, check us out over at rockinradio.com, where our buddies are doing their thing every month. You know, some of these real DJ guys that spin the obscure oldies like we do. And this month of November, it is the boss man, Randy Tivins, with the RLT Archives Music Magazine. And in the second slot, of course, it's our new guy, Jason Stone, the stepfather of soul. And then, of course, in the third position, as per usual, the electrophonic sound of Brian Phillips. All right, folks, and of course, always thanks to Alan Wiener and Cosmic DeBreece for the RF and the bandwidth, you know what I'm talking about. Always be in touch with us, folks. LostDiscsRadio@yahoo.com, and we'll catch you next month. Good night, Joe.
Everybody. Halloween.
And good night, Weasley Steve, wherever.
All I know is it's finally quiet around here. Don't jinx it.